Hello, today is Friday, January 4th, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the December 2007 U.S. employment situation that was pretty gloomy all the way around. The current population survey, or CPS, but more commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate rose a lot, by 0.3% to 5.0% in December, not the way to end a year. That rise in the unemployment rate was the result of unemployment rising by 474,000, a civilian labor force growing by only 38,000 to almost 154 million, and 436,000 fewer people working in December than November. About 179 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of just 18,000, brought down by the manufacturing sector, which shipped 31,000 jobs off of the factory floor, while construction surpassed that number by placing 49,000 jobs in the proverbial dumpster. But the nation's increasing need for energy made natural resources and mining add 5,000 jobs in December. The service-providing sector saw growth with 93,000 new jobs in December, but that obviously was not enough to rescue the economy from the goods-producing sector's poor performance. Prices were not the only things that were slashed during the holiday season in the retail trade sector. It cut 24,300 jobs in December. But all was not lost. Professional and business services stayed on the growth slope with a 43,000 job gain in December, with new jobs across many subsectors, including management and technical consulting services, deciding it needed 12,300 more jobs. Education and health services also added many workers, with 44,000 new jobs, mainly in its health services component. Educational services marked 7,100 new workers as present, while health care and social assistance added 36,900 workers, with home health care services assigning 2,500 new jobs, while hospitals checked in 9,700 more workers. Leisure and hospitality was in the mood to celebrate and brought in 22,000 new jobs. And the government continued to do its part to support the employment economy last month with a total gain of 31,000 jobs. Local governments added 24,000 jobs, state governments filled 11,000 more jobs, but federal employers were not in the holiday spirit and dismissed 4,000 workers, but this could be due to the U.S. Postal Service cutting its jobs numbers by that same amount. For those of you who follow the staffing industry, there was good, well, okay news, especially when taking into consideration its performance for the year. The good news in temporary help services is that it did not lose any jobs in December, but it really didn't grow much with an increase of only 1,000 jobs, which is essentially unchanged, but we'll consider that one for the win column when putting 2007 in perspective. For December, temporary help services employment was 2,595,800, and that was up by 0.004, yeah, we had it add another decimal point, from the previous month, but down 1.7% from December 2006. Temporary help services performance enabled it to maintain market share in December. It was 1.87% of all jobs for the third consecutive month. For 2007, the average monthly employment of temporary help services was around 2.6 million, which was 1.3% lower than the 2006 level. This was a pretty poor employment report, although the bright spots in the service-providing sector just weren't bright enough to erase the dark shadow cast by the goods-producing sector. There is likely more bad economic and employment news to come in 2008. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.